This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Oh, the irony. As we celebrate our nation's independence, our freedom and liberty, the Environmental Protection Agency is moving forward with implementing regulations that give federal bureaucrats the power to dictate how we use our land. The Waters of the U.S. rule was published in the Federal Register this past week, starting the 60-day countdown to when the rule goes into effect. Then, many landowners will have to get permission from EPA or the Corps of Engineers for any change they want to make on their land or, in some cases, just to continue farming or doing business. Those who submitted comments on WOTUS last year may feel they've done their part, but all of us must do more. We must ask our senators to stand up to EPA and stop WOTUS by supporting S 1140, the Federal Water Quality Protection Act. The American Farm Bureau has a link on their website to make it easy. Washington and his soldiers had to cross the icy Delaware River to stage a successful attack on British troops during the Revolutionary War. To fight the tyranny of the WOTUS rule, all we have to do is click a button and fill out a short online form. That seems like a small price to pay for freedom. Farmers and ranchers tend to be easygoing folks. We mostly mind our own business. But we get pretty riled up when the government tries to take away our ability to use the land that we or our ancestors, perhaps going almost as far back as George Washington's day, bought and paid for. For us, the concept of being able to use our property to responsibly reproduce food and fiber is central to our idea of what it means to be American. Urging our senators to defend our freedom to use our land without excessive federal control, that might be the most patriotic thing we can do this Independence Day. Acclaimed real estate mogul and Shark Tank investor Barbara Corcoran will give the closing session keynote address at the 97th American Farm Bureau Federation Annual Convention and Idea Ag Trade Show in Orlando, Florida on January 11, 2016. Corcoran, one of the most successful entrepreneurs in the country, turned a $1,000 loan into a $5 billion real estate business. She is currently an investor on ABC's number one show on Friday night, Shark Tank, and has helped more than 30 entrepreneurs succeed in their respective industries. The Smithsonian's American History Museum unveils American Enterprise in the Mars Hall of American Business. This exhibition focused on American innovations, ranging from Eli Whitney's cotton gin to early Google servers. The nation's business story will unfold in an 8,000-square-foot gallery in the museum's new Innovation Wing. An exciting part of this exhibition highlights the history of farming and its innovation and modernization. University of Georgia researchers at the Regenerative Bioscience Center have been working to gather data that could make disease-resistant poultry a reality. According to a recent Feedstuffs article, the research team is looking to use shRNA to selectively stop the production of nucleic acids that cause disease, such as the Newcastle disease virus in poultry. This technology could target many different animals and diseases, including avian and swine influenzas. The Environmental Protection Agency has released for public comment and reaction a document outlining the agency's approach to help protect the monarch butterfly. The document is open for 30 days. AFBF will be reviewing the document and submitting comments to the record. House Agriculture Committee Chairman Frank Lucas of Oklahoma recently posted a short YouTube video highlighting how the 2014 Farm Bill was developed and passed into law. The video features farmer Danny Davis of Oklahoma and showcases the connections consumers have to farmers who rely on Farm Bill provisions. You can view the video on the Macoupin County Farm Bureau Facebook page. President Barack Obama signed Trade Promotion Authority legislation on Monday. His signature opens the door to creating new trade partnerships around the world that will drive American business forward in the international marketplace, according to AFBF President Bob Stallman. Stallman further said that the American economy stands stronger when we work together, and that's just what Trade Promotion Authority enables us to do at the bargaining table. U.S. agriculture is ready for ambitious trade agreements that break down barriers to products grown and made in America, so our trading partners know we mean business. The Supreme Court ruled last week that Affordable Care Act health insurance subsidies for individuals can continue for residents of states that are using the federal exchange. Over 6 million people currently receive subsidies through the federal exchange in 34 states. The challenge argued that financial assistance was only allowed in states that operated their own insurance exchanges. Farm Bureau will continue to advocate for legislation that modifies the ACA to make insurance more affordable and easier to offer to employees. A 4th of July cookout of Americans' favorite foods, including hot dogs, cheeseburgers, pork spare ribs, potato salad, baked beans, lemonade, and chocolate milk, will cost slightly less this year and still comes in at less than $6 per person, according to the American Farm Bureau Federation. Farm Bureau's informal survey reveals the average cost for a summer cookout for 10 is $55.84, or $5.58 per person. That's about a 3% decrease compared to a year ago. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.